3 minutes before 8. Now's as good a time as any to announce that you and I, Burns, are embarking on a trip we've been hoping to make for some time now. We're taking the program to India. Stand by for more details. At the start of March, we're hitting the skies for one of the world's most colourful and vibrant nations. And, of course, there is a massive Indian community here in Melbourne, and we can't wait to tap into it for lots of tips and ideas. And our attention was piqued this week when we read that for the first time ever, the entire Australia-India T20 International Series, currently underway, next game is tonight, will be broadcast to an Australian audience in Hindi. Here to explain how that deal came about is the man responsible for broadcasting it, Pavan Luthra, founder of Indian Link Media Group. Pavan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me here.
I've made a note to myself. I would think that every Indian currently in Australia, who lives in Australia, would speak very good English, would they not?
They do, but again, if you look at it, they miss their mother tongue. It's something like when you go to India and you see somebody say, "Good day, mate," believe me, you're going to turn around in the bus or the taxi or wherever you are, and you're going to wink at that person saying, "Ah, good to have that, you know, familiar accent over there."
So tell us, you're going to broadcast in Hindi. Where did you get your commentators from?
All local. The whole idea was that we had to have it made in Australia. So what we did is we run, Indian Link runs a print company. We also have a 24-hour radio, social media. So we ran a nationwide search called Who Wants to be a Hindi Commentator? So we asked people to look up a YouTube clip of cricket, call the game, and send in their, we use technology, so send in their clips on WhatsApp or through Messenger on Facebook. We shortlisted 12 people. We went through another round of auditioning, and guess what? We found a top three.
Right, okay.
And the beauty is that if I look at the migrant psyche, they come here. The first thing is they want to get a job so that they can take care of their families. But they all have these hidden passion and desires, which they kind of put down while they're building up their stay in Australia.
And one of those passions is to be a commentator?
In cricket. The cricket runs in the Indian DNA.
I don't suppose we could get access at some stage to some of the rehearsal tapes, could we?
You can, you can. In fact, I'll give you a demo about how it sounded like when people came on air. I'm happy to share some of the WhatsApp tapes because I think the talent out there in the Indian-Australian community is immense.
Right, and you're about to do an impersonation now.
Bilkul, ugly ball, right arm over the wicket, aur batsman ne jor se mara, aur wo 4 run ke liye bilkul boundary tak pahunch gaye. Which means the ball came right arm over the wicket, and he hit it, and it went to the boundary for 4 runs.
Now, interestingly, see, my grandfather was from Scotland and couldn't speak English when he came here. He could only speak Gaelic, and I went back, and you listen to people speaking Gaelic, and they would go, aeroplane, because there was no word in Gaelic for aeroplane. Is there no word in Hindi for boundary? Because I heard you say boundary.
The idea is Hindi is more a mixture of English, because it's Hindi and English combined. The idea behind the language is that you and I should be able to understand each other. So rather than trying to find a word which may not be familiar to the ear, our challenge is to be able to speak both languages in a way that both, you know, the listener and the speaker find it easy.
Wow.
So that's one of the interesting things.
Chinglish.
Chinglish.
Yeah.
This is Hinglish. So what we do is that there's about 85% Hindi, but if there's some words which come in with an English touch, why don't you use them? What's wrong with you and me understanding each other rather than being sticklers for the language and just staying on that particular word?
I'm
the,
with you.
The English, the Hindi language, is that universal throughout India and therefore would be understood by most Indians living in Australia?
Not exactly. India is a huge country.
Yeah.
1.2 billion people, like B with a big B.
Yeah.
And therefore there are different dialects and different languages. Hindi is one of the more popular languages.
I see. So that would be understood by most Indian Australians.
A number of Indian Australians. I understand that in Melbourne you have a lot of, taxi drivers, Uber drivers from the Punjab area.
I did a survey last year because I caught a few cabs.
Right.
And I got about 85% of Indian cab drivers in Melbourne are from the Punjab.
And that's the entrepreneurial spirit in them. They come over here, they take a risk, they get a taxi, they work hard, they buy the second taxi. How wonderful is that?
It's fantastic. The best explanation I got from them, from one driver, I said, "So why are so many Indian cab drivers from the Punjab?" And he said, "It's what we do." In the sense is they leave and they go out and they study or they work somewhere else.
And the idea is they work hard, because cab driving can be a lot of hard work. It's not, you have to go out and find passengers, you've got to drive them around, you have to make sure you do a good job.
And Srinagar is the biggest city in the Punjab, is it?
No, Srinagar is in the Kashmir area.
So what's the biggest city in the Punjab?
Well, you have Ludhiana, you have lots of small towns over there, but Ludhiana and Jalandhar and so on, so there are a number of good Punjabi towns. So.
Okay, what's something, if we're going to New Delhi,
yes.
I think.
At first, and then to Agra.
Are we? What's one thing we must do in New Delhi?
Take a walk in the back streets of Delhi, see the excitement, the vibrancy of the people over there. One thing which I must warn you about India, when you get there, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be astonished, you're going to be overawed. In fact, it's going to hit you with the amount of people over there, the traffic over there. But after a while, maybe 48 hours, maybe 72 hours, you're going to be pleased, you're going to be enlightened, and you're going to be inspired. In fact, the things which will happen is when you get there, one of the first things you're going to think is, what am I doing here? But mm-hmm. once you come back to Australia, in a couple of days, you're going to be talking amongst each other and say, when can we go back again to India?
What's something we must eat?
Look, you can't, if you're going to be in North India, you can't go past something called Pani Puri, which is basically a puff pastry filled with a special kind of water. Just make sure the water is from the right places, and you have to have that. Otherwise, the butter chicken, you can't go past that, but butter chicken Indian style rather than Melbourne Indian style.
Yeah, beauty. Okay, now.
And be careful. Whatever you're eating, don't overeat. Take time for the stomachs to settle down, because the famous thing about India is, do I get Delhi belly? Yes, you do. Anywhere you go, if you overindulge in something, because the food's going to be so tasty,
okay.
so colorful,
when
so
I asked
delightful.
You what was something we must eat in India, I feared that my friend over there was going to leap in with Imodium.
Well, I'll be certainly taking some. Are we going to be safe? You've warned us about the food. Is there anything else we should be careful of?
I think you're going to love the place in terms of just go there with a very open mind. Yes, you would be safe if you take all the sensible precautions rather than going out at 11 o'clock at night in areas which you don't know, which I won't do in Melbourne or Sydney. But the whole idea is, yes, you'll be safe. You'll meet some lovely people, big smiles, not a lot of money, but big smiles. And it's amazing to see how they all coexist and happen to have a great time living in the circumstances, and they know nothing else. But an absolutely amazing country. And the best thing is, you're going to be there when the T20 World Cup is about to kick off.
From what you've told us, I think we might be in New Delhi for the opening ceremony. But anyway, we'll check that. Now listen, Pavan yes. Luthra, founder of the Indian Link Media Group, and you've found your commentators, and we will get some of the rehearsal, the audition tapes
mm-hmm,
from you.
Mm-hmm.
But in thanking you for your time, and can we ask you, and we are travelling to India thanks to the support of India Travel and Tours Specialists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's your situation, Pavan. It's the last ball tonight. Virat Kohli is facing, and India need 4 runs to win off the last ball to win the match. Can you just describe the last ball to us, please?
Aur ye agli ball, ye match ka bahut hi important moment. Ye 4 run chahiye, ek ball reh gayi hai, aur khelne ke liye Virat Kohli. Agli ball, Steve Smith ki, aur Steve Smith ne ball awesome ke baar kari, Virat Kohli bilkul baar aaye. Unhone usse maarne ki koshish kari, lekin woh seedha wicket keeper ke paas gayi. Matthew Wade ne stump ukhaad diya, aur India ye match haar gayi. The series is 1-1, aur ab agla maza hai Sydney ke andar when they face off against each other to see kaun jeeta hai ye mukabla. India and Australia, the top 2 teams in the ICC T20 games. Let's let the party roll on.